Hi, this is the Fun Fitness Podcast number 71 for Sunday, April 18, 2010. I'm your host, Wayne Roberts. You can find me at kaifinonline.com or email me at wayneroberts445@gmail.com. Today, Sunday, April 18th, 2010, the day after the Kaifin Torch Relay, I'm reporting on this event. The Torch Relay signifies the start of Kaifin Games, an interfinancial series of sporting events promoting health and fitness and personal responsibility towards one health. Kaifin Games starts off with the Urban Challenge, four events. The first one is the One Lap Savannah on Wednesday, April 21st. The Green Mile on Wednesday, April 28th, and then we swing to the Chancellor Challenge on Wednesday, April 9th, and then at the Central Bank Plaza for the Aerobics Burnout on Wednesday, April 16th, 2010. All these events start at 5 p.m. We then go on to cricket, football, and all fours at the Republic Bank Sports Facilities at Barataria. We crown off everything with the 19th edition of the Kaifin Fun Family Day and Cross Country events, which takes place on June the 6th at Sevilla Golf Course in Coover. First off, I want to thank the senior personnel of the financial institutions and participating institutions who were present to support the Torch Start and their teams. We want to say thank you to Dr. Nichols, the Deputy Governor of the Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago. He welcomed everyone and took charge of the morning proceedings, sending the Torch on its way by actually doing the first leg himself. Thank you also goes to Arvinder Bharat, President and Country Head of RBTT Bank, Nigel Batiste, Executive Director of Republic Bank Limited. From Public Bank, we had Charmin Caballero, General Manager HR of Republic Bank. Also, Mr. Ravi Shankar, General Manager, Retail and Commercial Banking of Intercommercial Bank. He was present. Also, Jacqueline Furman, Head of Corporate Services and Finance of DIC. We say thank you to the following institutions for their turnout: RBTT Bank, RBL, CBTT, First Citizens, and IBL, also GHL. It was a great start for the first leg of the Torch Run, which was done by Central Bank of Trinidad and Tobago in conjunction with the senior personnel of the above stated institutions. It was really a fun leg just to see the leaders of the financial services sector taking time off from their busy schedule to support this cause. A cause that says that though we work in a highly stressful industry, it is important for us to recognize, first of all, by our leaders, the importance of fitness in the workplace and the benefits that can be derived from using the motivational and inspirational factors that exist in the workplace to push the fitness agenda forward. And then by the employees that personally accept the responsibility and the role that they can reap the benefits of all the effort put in by the management of the institution, groups like us, and the government also. Back to the actual Torch Relay, it was really nice to see the support from the teams, as most of them had their own transportation, be it maxis, other vehicles following, making sure that we had the support we needed along the way. Following the first leg done by Central Bank and the other senior personnel and teams, they took the route that went down to St. Vincent Street, down to South Quay, and the first handover was at the Coconut Growers Limited. RBTT took that leg, and Arvinder Bharat, President and Country Head of RBTT Bank, carried a torch along the way. It was followed where she handed over in Mover Junction to Republic Bank. Here we would see Nigel Batiste, Executive Director of Republic Bank, taking the torch along its way. And for more of the legs, you can look at the show notes on kaifinonline.com. At this point in time, we would like to thank the St. John's Ambulance, Trinidad and Tobago Police Traffic Branch, REACT, for their communication and Gatorade.